Okay, we're about to embark on the holiest day of the Jewish calendar. Yom Kippur is 30 some odd hours away from now. It begins, and we enter into a world of Yom Kippur, a 25-hour world, a world where we just—it's a whole new world, as the song goes. It's a whole different existence. We enter that world and something changes, something happens. I want to try to explain to us, just to remind ourselves, what happens in Yom Kippur. What's that world of Yom Kippur? What are we stepping into as the sun descends the beautiful horizon behind us in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, tomorrow evening? The day of Yom Kippur ascends upon us. What's going on? What are we stepping into? What's happening on this amazing day? I have in front of me a beautiful sefer called Derech Hashem, written by the Ramchal. And at the end of the sefer, the Ramchal describes different Yomim Tovim and what they are really about. I'm going to paraphrase. He has one paragraph by Yom Kippur. Only one paragraph. Not too much to concentrate on. And I think if we understand what this paragraph is about, I think we'll really hopefully help us understand what Yom Kippur is about. Says the Ramchal the following: Yom Kippur is a day that Hashem prepared, one day of the year, the most unique day of the year. What happens on this day? A day that tshuva, that our doing tshuva is easy to be accepted. It's kala, with a kuf, not a kaf. Kala, it's easy to be accepted. Our sins are easily wiped away. Amazing. Not just that, but whatever kilkulim, whatever negative impact took place in the world because of our averos, not only are the sins wiped away, but also the negative schmutz, the dirt, the filth that the sins brought with them. Everybody knows their own averos. I'm not here to make a confession or to ask you to please stand up and tell me what your averos are. It's not the point of this thing. We know our averos. We know what we did wrong, hopefully. We don't realize, Rabbos, that when we do averos, not only is there the actual averos, but it's also the dirt, the sullying that's done to our neshamas that the avera also brings with it. So not only is the avera uplifted at Yom Kippur, but the filth that the avera brought also, says the Ramchal, is taken away. All the choshech, all the darkness that our dark times bring to the world is also removed. That's part one. Part two. On this day, says the Ramchal, a tremendous light shines into this world. Not a physical light. It's not going to be a brighter day on Wednesday than it was today necessarily. The shine may or may not shine in a brighter fashion. Not a physical light. But a tremendous spiritual light. A tremendous surge of Kedusha. A surge of spiritual energy comes down into this world in order to allow for this process to take place. What's our job then? What's our job in Yom Kippur? We have a great opportunity, the chance of a lifetime, to get a clean slate, to have the filth that our averos caused removed. We have this tremendous light, this tremendous surge of spiritual energy that's going to just come in such force into this world. What's our job? What are we supposed to do in Yom Kippur? Says the Ramchal, listen please carefully. Says the Ramchal, in order for us to be able to tap into this energy, we have a job. What's our job? Just follow the rules of the day. What are the rules of the day? You don't eat. You don't drink. We don't put oils on ourselves or leather shoes. What are all those things? Why are we doing these things? Please listen carefully, Rabbi Osai. We're not doing these things because we want to afflict ourselves with pain. As Rabbi Eliezer said before today, it's not a sad day. There's nothing sad about Yom Kippur. In fact, the Mishnah says it was one of the happiest days of the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. So what are these? What's the point of these? I love to eat. Look at this. Yeah? I love to drink. And I can't eat, I can't do it for 25 hours. So what's the point? Why am I not eating and drinking? If it's not to afflict me with pain, as it is on other fast days, so what's the point of not eating and drinking? Says the Ramchal, please listen to this carefully. Says Ramchal, you know why? In order to tap into that special Kedusha which Yom Kippur provides for us, we have to do a little bit of elevating ourselves out of this world. We have to pick ourselves up to make ourselves worthy of that light. How do we do that? We step out a little bit out of our physical needs. We step out of our desires that we may have. Oh, my shoes are so comfortable, the leather. I don't wear leather shoes. I'm above the leather shoes. Eating and drinking is nice for my body. But on Yom Kippur, we kind of elevate ourselves a little bit to not being a body, but to being a soul. To be almost more like an angel than a man. How come everyone wears kittels on Yom Kippur? Kittels are white. White is purity. It's a day where there's purity. That we make ourselves pure. We step up a little bit. And we have help. Those inuyim that we have in Yom Kippur are there to help us elevate ourselves. When we elevate ourselves, we're able to tap into this unbelievable Kedusha, this unbelievable light that's given to us on this day. And then we feel ourselves picked up a little bit. We can't last like that all year long. It's impossible to live like a malach all year long. God doesn't want us to. But we show ourselves in Yom Kippur who we can be. We show ourselves the best version of ourselves. We show ourselves, I don't really need to be so attached to the physical world so much. I don't really need to be a Baal Taiva so much. I could step out of it. I could lift myself up a little bit. And then I tap in to that amazing opportunity of Yom Kippur. There's a beautiful pasuk. Beautiful pasuk. Found in, I believe it's in Tehillim. We said it on Slichos and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Listen to these words. It says that Hashem praises the Jewish people, B'so galav atah tishah b'chem. B'so means at the height of galav, of His waves, of the waves, you Hashem praise the Jewish people. What's the idea? The height of the waves, Hashem praises us. So I once saw an awesome shot. We were all at the beach not too long ago where we saw the waves coming in. You ever see the waves? Oftentimes they're coming in, it's almost at shore, and they just take one last leap up. Even though what's going to happen in a few seconds, they're just going to totally crash, they're going to totally dissipate, they're going to become a history, they're going to come totally non-existent, but what? But at the last minute, they take that last jump, that last... Sorry, excuse me. That last leap. What's the purpose of it? You're just going to become a crashed wave in a second. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? That jump is so precious and meaningful to me. I praise you, Hashem says, like the waves, who even though, you know what? It may crash and it may not exist in a few minutes, but that effort is so precious. That effort is so meaningful. Every effort that a person makes all the time is so precious. On Yom Kippur, that little effort to try to lift ourselves up a little bit above the physical world is so precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opportunity that we have at Bosai is awesome. It's an opportunity it's the gift of a lifetime. Mamish. It's the gift of a lifetime. Yom Kippur in your mind should be like, not, oh my gosh, dreading, how do I get out of here? Oh, Bein HaZmanim starts in 25 hours. Yeah! No. Savor it. Enjoy it. You have a beautiful Siddur Machzor in front of you. Look at the Machzor. It's all there in front of you. It's a little uncomfortable to look at your Averos and to try to do some soul searching. It's a little uncomfortable. You know what? Think about it this way. It's uncomfortable. But how about if you know that if you really feel bad and you really tap into yourself, you know what? All those Averos are going to be clean. You're starting all over again. Fresh. Fresh start. Reset. Everything. That's awesome. That's awesome. One last closing comment. I have to stop. One last comment. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say the following thing. All of us, all of Elul is to get us to Rosh Hashanah. All of Rosh Hashanah is just to have us prepare for Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Aseret Yemei Teshuva is to prepare us for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is all to prepare us for Ne'ilah. And Ne'ilah is all to prepare us, listen please carefully, that we should all walk away with one or two small but realistic and meaningful Kabbalos upon ourselves. This whole 40-day period, which is about to end, we're at 38 already. 38 days out of 40. The Yemei HaRachamim. What's the purpose of them all? Not just to go through them, but to take something away. If you know what you're taking away upon yourself already for this coming year, Gevaldik. If you don't know what you're taking away upon yourself, you have 30 hours. to think for yourself, what could I do? A small thing that I could do, that I can work on in my life, that can make a difference, a meaningful difference for me in my life. I'll give you some quick examples. For some of us, maybe it's just wearing tzitzis. For some of us, it's wearing a yarmulke. Maybe a yarmulke when I play ball. Maybe it's making sure that I use certain, don't use certain languages that are borderline nivel pad, not really nivel pad. Maybe it's the music I listen to. I want to make sure it's not chas v'shalom, like we discussed yesterday in pre-share, music that's vulgar. Maybe it's in the area of kibud av v'em, to reach out to my parents a little more, to make sure I call grandparents before Shabbos. Maybe it's with my siblings. Maybe over the course of the year I was a little bit rough on the edges with my siblings. Maybe I have to just ease it up a little bit with them. Maybe it's my roommate. You know, I think he's my roommate, so I can just spit on his face and do whatever I want, leave my dirty socks on his pillow and do whatever I want to do. No, so maybe I'll be machpid this coming year to try to be a little more careful how I interact with my roommate. These are small things. A small thing of Osai on Yom Kippur goes a very, very far away. If the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is to get to that Kabbalah, just look how precious that little heap is, that little leap, that little jump, that little trying to be a little bit better, how precious that is. Abosai, give us a bracha. We should take advantage of the last few hours before Yom Kippur, leading up to Yom Kippur. We should enter the world of Yom Kippur, Be'ez Hashem, with the right foot forward to capitalize, to maximize this precious, precious day, this Yom Kadosh, the Nora, this awesome day that's upon us. We should be zocha to take away something meaningful for our lives, and Be'ez Hashem, start fresh and just have the most amazing year ahead. Have a wonderful day. Gemara Chasimah.